USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The leaders of the United States, Japan, Australia, and India are meeting in Tokyo for a second in-person summit of the Indo-Pacific Quad grouping. At Tuesday's meeting, leaders are discussing climate change, technology, maritime surveillance, as well as the fallout from Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It should be noted, India, which has close ties with Russia, has yet to condemn Moscow's invasion. The School District of Philadelphia announced it's returning to a mask mandate for all students and staff within the district. Citing an increase in COVID-19 cases throughout the city, students and staff will now be required to follow the district's mask policy, which began on Monday, according to a district-wide announcement. Two Iranian military pilots died after their F-7 fighter jet crashed on Tuesday near Anarak in the central part of the country. Iran has a poor air safety record. USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com. Go get your quote now.
Bad behavior at the Southern Baptist Convention over the decades are being revealed.
An independent report is outlining the mishandling of sex abuse allegations within the Southern Baptist Convention. The Guidepost report says survivors of abuse by clergy repeatedly shared allegations with the SBC's executive committee, only to be met with resistance, stonewalling, and outright hostility from some on the committee time and time again. One of those survivors, Anne Marie Miller, told PBS NewsHour that the report's findings isn't a shock to her.
I'm so glad that tangible steps have finally occurred after decades of this. But reading the report, unfortunately, nothing was really a surprise.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Workers in one division of Activision Blizzard, the major video company behind popular franchises such as Call of Duty, Overwatch, and Candy Crush, have voted to join the Communication Workers of America Union. The employees unionizing are 28 quality assurance testers at Raven Software. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton on Newsmax weighs in on the Biden administration handling of the inflated economy and their open border policy.
Look, I don't know whether we're going to hit a recession or not, but things are dramatically different than they were a year and a half ago when gas was around $1.87, when inflation was in the 2% range and had been for decades. He's done as much in a year and a half to hurt the economy and make it harder for Americans to afford living here as any president in my lifetime. Yeah, I know. If I go to the country, I come back, I have to get a negative test, and they haven't let me back in if I had COVID. So, you know, the idea that they're going to appeal this is not surprising. They've done everything possible to make it easier for the cartels to bring as many people here as possible, as fast as possible. And with it, this is no different. Title 42 is sort of the last vestige of federal law protecting us, and the Biden administration is seeking to get rid of that last hope for us, and we're going to keep fighting.
NASA's Boeing Starliner Starcraft will wrap up its landmark test flight to the International Space Station with a touchdown in New Mexico on Wednesday evening at the U.S. Army's White Sands Missile Range, 6:49 p.m. Eastern Time. In the National Basketball Association Conference Finals last night, the Boston Celtics tied the series at 2 games apiece after beating the Miami Heat 102-82. Tonight, the Dallas Mavericks host the Golden State Warriors, trailing in their series 3 games to none. My name is Lance Pry. And we are USA Radio News.